Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 293, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 293. All fear is past, and only love is here. All fear is past because its source is gone, and all its thoughts gone with it. Love remains the only present state, whose source is here forever and forever. Can the world seem bright and clear and safe and welcoming, with all my past mistakes oppressing it and showing me distorted forms of fear? Yet in the present, love is obvious and its effects apparent. All the world shines in reflection of its holy light, and I perceive a world forgiven at last. Father, let not your holy world escape my sight today, nor let my ears be deaf to all the hymns of gratitude the world is singing underneath the sounds of fear. There is a real world which the present holds, safe from all past mistakes, and I would see only this world before my eyes today. Amen. All fear is past and love is here. As I contemplate this lesson, the first line holds my attention. It says, all fear is past because its source is gone and all its thoughts gone with it. This line brings up so much. The past is gone because its source is gone. The ego mind changes so fast. It diametrically opposes itself at times. We can go from believing one thing to believing the exact opposite. And so the mindset that was there in the past is gone completely. That mindset will never exist again. It will never be the same, and so it's gone. As with the mindset that held the fear, it's gone as well. All fear is believing thoughts about the past. And these thoughts of the past bring up fear of the future. But all that fear is in the past. Remembering it now, taking us out of the present moment into the imagination. Love remains the only present state whose source remains forever. And source is capitalized, the truth of who we are. Love remains the only present state, the state of remembering our truth. This remains forever. We can think about how in the past we did something, and in the past when we did that something we were doing it the best that we could at the time. With that mindset, we always do the best that we can with the mindset we are believing in. No one goes around not doing their best based on what they are believing. and you may have an irritation to that statement. And so if we can give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and say, I was doing the best that I could with the mindset that I had, and in my innocence, I can allow whatever happened to be without my judgment. I can show myself love now for the past, and I can let it go because the mindset, the person back then, isn't the person now. And so who am I holding it against if it doesn't exist? If you consider the mindset to be who you are, and that is the only reason you would have any fear at all, is if you are identifying with the mindset, with the thoughts about the past. And so out of generosity for yourself and others, you can let go of the judgments and fear, knowing that those people don't exist anymore. That those mindsets back then, that they were doing the best that they could, and that mindset no longer exists. There is no one to blame, no one to hold accountable. But right now, in the present moment, there is a new mindset, and we are choosing with each moment what that mindset is. And if we are still identifying with the thought system, then that mindset will change and disappear and be born again, and change and disappear over and over. Or if we decide to let go of the belief in the mindset and instead just identify with our true identity, the true self, the one that remains unchanging, it's never reborn or disappearing or changing. It's always constant, always the same. And we can tap into that. And that is what this lesson is asking me to do, to tap into that, to remain as the true self, make that my identity, and let go of the identity that comes and goes with each moment, the ego mindset, the one that judges, the one that's disappointed, the one that's fearful. The lesson says, Father, let not your holy world escape my sight today. The only way it escapes my sight is when I forget the truth of who I am, and I instead allow myself to get wrapped up in this identity of a mindset that comes and goes with each moment, that changes like the wind. Where can I find an identity in something that changes like the wind? If that is where I search for identity, no wonder I am in fear. There is nothing to hold on to. There is nothing to have faith in. It's like standing on shifting sand. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, give me the strength today to let go of that shifting identity which I try to hold on to and make my own. Help me to let go of that and instead listen to your guidance. Let me use all the strength, all the love, all the devotion that we have to remain in the one true self. Help me to press the reset button and let go of the past. The past never happened. All fear is gone. And from this moment, I choose to remain and abide and my true identity. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our mind by observing the breath. Placing attention on the breath moving in and out of the body. Noticing the breath is not us. The body is not us. We are simply aware of them. When thought comes into the mind, we are aware, and we notice they are from a mindset that changes with the wind. There is no present truth in them. There is no life in them. They are simply a distraction. And we are just aware of the current moment. Not pulling from a mindset of the past or from the future. We just sit in the present moment, observing as a child that has nothing to do, no place to go. And nothing to fix. We sit here as a child, curious as to what the moment will bring. Thank you for joining with me and having the courage to let go of the old mindset and to instead sit with curiosity, with the truth. Namaste.